Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hello, everybody. I hope this is working. Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show. It is such a pleasure to connect with all of you during this time that marks that we are three quarters of the year 2020. It is quite amazing. 2020 has been quite a year of intensity and transformation, asking us to go deep within ourselves. And so Saint Germain really wants to support us around this time of the equinox with the importance of balance, the importance of finding ways to balance our masculine and feminine side, our light and dark side, as above, so below, as within, so outside of ourselves. And so at this time, we always enjoy connecting with all of you. Mike, are you with us right now?
Yeah, I'm calling in on the phone. Technical difficulties, not sure why.
Oh, it's good to have you, though. On the phone or via computer, it doesn't make a difference. I was just talking about the importance of balance, and this is the focus at the equinox, the balance between the light and the darkness, the love and the fear. And you are certainly someone who helps with music as a universal language to bring balance to all levels of our system. I love listening to Mike's music when I meditate or when I can't sleep and need to fall asleep, because it's such a beautiful way to just calm me down, to just bring me into my inner center. And so, Mike, you want to talk a little bit about the music you offer and then take over for a little bit?
Sure. And I don't know, did you make the announcements?
No,
of,
I didn't make any announcements. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm not used to making the announcements. Sorry,
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah.
You can see this is a very different start.
The computer just did very totally dead air when it started. Not sure why. So anyway, from the phone, again, I'm Mike Snyder. I'll be hosting this evening with Brigitte. And I guess, Brigitte, you probably are I don't know if you already mentioned that we're celebrating the fall equinox. So I know you're going to explain about that in a little bit. And as before, due to the global circumstances, we haven't been holding anything in person. So over the past couple months, we've been guided to host our show here about one or two Saturdays a month, which has basically replaced a lot of the in-person monthly events we'd normally hold at Brigitte Center out in New Jersey. So going forward, we ask everyone to stay tuned to the emails that Brigitte sends out and the Facebook messages. We may offer some of these Saturday radio shows every so often as we're guided by spirit. And if you don't receive Brigitte's monthly newsletter already, you can always go to lightbridge101.com and sign up for her email list. And if you want to find out more about what Brigitte offers, classes, healing, and channeling sessions, again, that are normally offered out of her center in New Jersey, but a lot of this stuff is also offered remotely or virtually over the phone, Skype, that kind of thing. Again, you can visit her website, www.lightbridge101.com. And if anyone wants to find out more about me, my website, www.mikesnydercc.com, there's samples of my music and CD downloads and private sessions that I offer. And there's a lot of different class recordings of different meditation classes that Brigitte and I have held live at her center over the years. And to end everything, there's always a replay of this show and our past shows, which is on our website for this radio show, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. So that takes care of all those announcements. Brigitte, I'm going to hand it back over to you.
Well, thank you. I think what we experienced with the radio show just now is such a beautiful example of how to maintain balance no matter what is happening. And in this year, we certainly have experienced so many curveballs, so many situations where we had to change our whole life around between the pandemic and other things. I'm sure those of you who are affected by the wildfires, our love goes out to you, or affected by weather or storm or rain or flooding or hurricanes, whatever it is. So often are we thrown by the outer and we feel almost like victims in the middle of these circumstances. And yet if we allow ourselves to focus inward to our inner self, listening to our inner guidance, there is something very innate within us. It is a universal law. It is within us that our system seeks balance, just like water looks for balance. And so if we just allow ourselves to flow with the changes, with the river of life, then we can quickly notice how everything starts to even out. And the equinox is a time to remind us of the importance of evening out. These are the times when opposing forces can come together so the power of love and peace and merge for a new consciousness level, for a new awareness to be given birth to. And so in this time of autumn, of the fall, we are preparing for the winter months in the Northern Hemisphere. We are preparing with a form of death, a form of letting go. In the fall, the leaves are falling off the trees. And so we focus on letting go. What is it that we need to let go of? What is in our life that we can't carry into the next year or into the next phase of our life? And so this is a time of reviewing, of reevaluating, of redefining, asking ourselves what seed do we want to have in the ground to stay during the winter months underneath the surface to then grow in strength and come out in the spring and blossom in the summer. This is a very significant time. Often we just hustle through our day, work, things we have to do, instead of going into the silence and really asking ourselves, where are we at? This fall equinox, the real question here now is, where are we and where do we choose to be? And what is necessary for us to get from here to there? And it's not necessarily that we already need to have a solution of how to get from here to there. It's more importantly that we make a decision. This is where my heart is calling me to be. I don't know how, I don't know in what form I'm going to get there, but I am going to offer this vision, this idea, this desire to the hierarchy of light, to those beings in love and light that are watching over me. And I ask them to guide me, to help me let go of what's hindering me in manifesting such a beautiful vision, so that it can come into fruition, so it can come into life. And so with that being said, part of ourselves that is asking for nurturing, that is asking for healing, that is asking to come to a place of peace again is our heart. Our heart carries a lot of sadness and grieving from situations in our life where we have attached and where we had a difficult time to release, to let go of that attachment. And when we lost that, what we were attached to, it brought a lot of pain, a lot of sorrow, a lot of wounding. And we are here now to learn that we are always provided for, that as we are attached, we are only limiting ourselves. If we allow ourselves to just enjoy every moment as it presents itself, then something very miraculous can happen. We can truly experience our divine self in physical form, providing us with whatever we need at any time. And so the heart is our doorway to our soul. Our soul has recorded all of our experiences in this lifetime and all the other lifetimes. It can help us heal the wounds that need healing, learn the lessons that need learning so that we can move on our path of enlightenment. And so the heart becomes the doorway to the soul, and the soul is the doorway to our divine I Am presence, to that part of us that has all the answers, that knows our blueprint, that knows, truly knows why we're here on earth at this time. And when we surrender to our divine I Am presence, amazing things can happen. So we are going to start this equinox event, the preparation for the equinox, because the equinox is not until September 22nd in the Northern Hemisphere in the morning, I believe. So let's now prepare for this. Let's prepare our hearts for it. And Saint Germain will guide you and prepare you to bring balance into your life. So the very first thing that we are going to experience is Mike's heart activation piece. That is the third ray activation. The third ray is all about love, the pink ray, Archangel Chamra, Master Paul the Venetian, to just feel the purity of love filling you up. And so I invite you to sit comfortably with your hands open and to let the music of the heart activation, of the third ray heart activation, speak to you. And just take deep breaths in and out and allow your heart to just relax and to open up and to create that alignment of heart, soul, and divine self. Go ahead, Mike.
Thank you.
readings. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I wish you at this time of continued awakening and transformation. And what an auspicious time it is. In the Northern Hemisphere, you just experienced a new moon, new beginnings, a new path opening up for every single one of you. And yet, where shall this path lead you? Where do you feel you're called to be at any point in time? Stop. Stop thinking about the future. Stop thinking about the past. Take a couple of deep breaths. And with every out-breath, allow yourself to think deeper within your heart center. It is your heart that knows. It is your heart where you feel. But some of you will say to me now, what you feel is pain. What you feel is loss. What you feel is sadness, anger, impatience. Yes, all of those things you fear. But they are not all you fear. There are other feelings too. There are moments of love and joy and peace and happiness. And no matter how much you're trying to convince yourself that they are only those feelings of emptiness and loss, then you're not really truthful with yourself. And at the time of the equinox, whether it's spring or fall, you have a great opportunity to see the light and the darkness within you. That what might bring feelings of sadness and loss versus that of what brings feelings of love, joy, and happiness, and envision them, one on each side. The thoughts of love and light on one side, the thoughts of fear and sorrow on the other side, and create a pure dividing line in between those two aspects of yourself, just like at the equinox. Take a couple of deep breaths and feel yourself now being divided. Just allow yourself to be divided right through your heart. Just feel that division. Feel on one side the beauty, and on the other side what you might call your ugly self. Whether it is that you think you weigh too much, or you're too old, too wrinkly, your hair's not right, whatever it is, put it on that other side. Just maintain that center line in the middle. Just keep yourself in the middle and just be the witness of those aspects of you that represent the darkness, represent lack, that represent fear, and those aspects of yourself that represent light and love and joy, peace and happiness. And as you have this dividing line, you notice something? This dividing line appears to be in a lot of places at this time on Earth, doesn't it? Some believe one thing, others believe another thing. Some fear this, others fear that. Some want one thing, others want exactly the opposite thing. There is a dividing line. And that is okay. That happens when you're just about ready to experience a global shift. And that's what you're feeling, the preparation for a global shift, for something big, something significant. You have no idea what it is, but all you know, there is something big that is being prepared. So you ask yourself, what is there for me to do? How can I prepare? How can I be ready? How can I make sure that I'm not left behind, that I'm going in the right direction, that I'm on the right path? First of all, by allowing yourself to relax. Take a few deep breaths. Just allow yourself to be in that center spot. To not be the light or the darkness, to just be right there in the middle. Because what holds everything together, always has, always will, is spirit, the spiritual essence. Some call it dark matter, but there is an essence. There's a space in between spaces that is filled up with something. Call it God consciousness, divine consciousness, creator consciousness. But it is filled up with a love, a grace, an essence that is beyond what you could define it with a word. In many ways, it is undefinable because defining it would put it into form, and it is formless. Only your heart can get a sense of it. Your heart, in alignment with your soul, your divine I Am presence. So get a sense of that spiritual glue, everything together, that keeps the planets moving around the sun in a certain way, that keeps the atom vibrating a certain way, that keeps your body together a certain way. That etheric part that holds it all together in alignment with a higher consciousness. And this consciousness understands the significance of harmony and of balance. So often you struggle, figure out what to do. Another invocation, another prayer, another this, another that. And all that's left for you to do is to surrender to that greater part of you. In a way, to let yourself fall. And as you fall, you can experience that you're being caught by this divine hand that is holding you exactly in place where you need to be. This cannot be conceptualized by your mind. Your mind will always try to tell you all kinds of things you must do. You must meditate more. You must exercise more. You must do this. You must do that. Do, do, do. Truth? There's nothing to do than allow yourself to be. Of course, there will be times of action. After all, you are in human form. You are a spiritual being experiencing human physicality. And so there will be times of action. But in times when you don't know what to do, when you feel at a loss, when you feel like a ship without a rudder, when you don't know the direction you should be moving towards, then don't. Don't force it. Don't try to do one thing after another, only to be disappointed again. Then just allow yourself the silence of your heart. Listen to your heartbeat as it gives you a rhythm. Just like Earth has a heartbeat, just like the solar system has a heartbeat, there's a rhythm, there's a movement. Every contraction is followed by an expansion. Every expansion is followed by a contraction. And yet, how you experience the contraction as well as the expansion, that is very much up to you. Your mind will give you many stories to attach to the contraction. But are they really true? What is truth? What is your truth? Can your truth change? And if your truth changes, can your reality change? I tell you, it can. Because depending on your perspective, your truth changes too. When you're in the middle of a wood, all you see is trees. You don't know how large the woods are that you're in. All you see is trees. So depending on how you envision the size of these woods to be, it could be endless or it can be very small. So you kind of make up the truth because you don't have the whole picture. But the moment you climb up on a mountain and you look down on the woods you were in, you suddenly can see how big those woods were. And you might be surprised because you thought you were stuck in the middle of many, many trees, when in reality, it only took you a few steps to get out of those woods. And so perspective is very important. And a higher perspective, a place where you can allow yourself to be the observer instead of being in the middle of it, that certainly can be very helpful in these times of tremendous transformation. Remember, chaos always exists before a new beginning, and humanity is preparing for a new beginning to become a new human self, a new human consciousness, a new experience of spirit and body. So every time a shift in consciousness like that happens, there's tremendous chaos, an uproar, a fear of moving forward, a voice telling you that moving forward means certain death. And yet, it is that voice that wants to keep you limited, that does not want you to step into your liberated self. Don't listen to the voice that is telling you that it is dangerous to move forward. Just listen to the silence of your heart, where the voice of your divine I Am presence will guide you and direct you with every step that you take. Now take a deep breath and feel yourself becoming one with Gaia, because we are an extension of Earth. And so the fires that are burning are areas of your own self that are burning. Your spirit is demanding for you to let go of something that no longer serves you. When there's flooding, winds, the divine self, Gaia herself, is demanding that you purify yourself, that you wash away that what no longer serves you. So feel the elements on you, the water, the fire, the air, the earth itself, and in its heart is always spirit. So as you're now one with Gaia, let yourself feel the moment of the equinox. And light and darkness are even. There's no struggle. There's no fight. No one is trying to convince the other that they are right and someone else is wrong. It just is. And so I want you to feel what it's like to just be, to not force yourself on someone or something else, and the other way around either, to just allow yourself to be you, whatever that you is. And now descending from the higher realms are three angels of light. And these angels of light are creating a very unique path of light for you to raise you up out of the earth experience to raise you up, to experience the power of your divine masculine and the divine feminine within you. And so you are being taken upwards until you truly feel the consciousness of the moon and the consciousness of the sun upon you. The lunar energies awakening and strengthening the divine feminine essence within you, the creative side, the receptive side, but also the strong side in you, the side in you that is willing to wait when waiting is necessary, that is willing to allow things to develop in their own time, not in your time, but in divine timing, whatever that means. And the sun beams are shining upon you, activating within you that desire to expand, to let your light shine, to bring out your beautiful force field into the world, and to just bring the gifts that you have out into the world. There is also this guardianship that the sun brings, the strength, the focus of bringing through new forms of creation. And so together now, feel how the lunar rays, the rays of the sun, the solar rays, merge within you and dance within you and create this sacred ray that is part silver, part gold, this ray of alignment that allows your masculine and feminine side to merge, to move into oneness, to no longer be separate, to work together as a team. And this flame of unification is illuminated within you at this time as it's going to guide you to find the power of balance, to not let yourself get pulled into either one or the other direction, to understand the importance of balance. Only in a place of balance, your masculine and the feminine side can merge. All of you can merge into this unified, cohesive entity that brings down heaven to earth. That's why you are here on earth, to bring heaven to earth. Now these angels are letting you rise even further up. They're letting you rise all the way to the galactic heart of this particular Milky Way. It is a place in a Siri temple for you that you're asked to enter, that is filled, not just with light, but the dance of light and darkness, the dance of light and shadow. But as you experience some of the shadow, it's not threatening, it's not hurting, it's not anything but shadow. The potential of something to be, the emptiness that is necessary for the space that then the light can fill up. And so there is a necessity for emptiness in balance, for the willingness to be empty so that the light can fill you up. And so the equinox, the fall equinox, reminds you of the necessity to let go, let the leaves fall, become the tree without any leaves, become the barren countryside, because the emptiness then allows a new light to come in, new colors to come in, new life to come in. And so this is a very crucial time in fall, where your willingness of emptying yourself allows you to cross the threshold to a new awareness level. And so being in the heart of this Milky Way very much shows you the importance of all aspects of the contraction and the expansion, that the expansion couldn't possibly happen if it wasn't for the contraction first, for that emptiness. And so the heart, the galactic heart, wants you to feel now an emptiness, to let yourself fall into that emptiness, into the shadow side for a moment, to just let yourself feel what it's like to be detached from everything, not out of fear, not out of rejection, but out of love. Because in this emptiness, what is left is your true divine essence. And so just take a moment to delve into this beautiful emptiness as we are now going to play Tranquil Whispers to Reinforce It.
Thank you.
And now from this place of emptiness, those three angels are now pulling you out of this emptiness, deeper into the temple of the heart, the galactic heart. The great Manu is awaiting you, preparing you for unique attunement and heart activation that will assist you in giving birth to a new light, in giving birth to a new rising sun at the horizon that is assisting you in preparing for what is to come down the road for you. These are crucial times. We know that sometimes you feel that you're taking one step forward and three steps back. But we are here to support you. The great Manu is infusing in you something that is connected to the first ray of surrender. Remember, it is about thy will be done through me. It is going to strengthen your connection to your divine I Am presence. It is going to strengthen the rod of power within you that is allowing the divine to work with you and through you at all times. It allows you to raise yourself up to another frequency that gives you a new perspective on your life and everything that has happened up to this point in your life. So allow yourself now to be guided deep into the heart of the temple that holds within it a flame that is so pure in its essence, pure of agape love, that no discord, no negativity, no darkness, no fear can be entering this flame. So be guided now to allow yourself to enter this flame of pure love, pure agape love. And the great Manu is stepping into the flame with you, reaching out to you now and infusing this unique frequency into you that will now activate and attune your heart to new alignment to help you in the days ahead. It will help you maintain balance when there is discord and chaos around you. It will help you to maintain a place of peace no matter what is happening. So allow that to take place now, as this is in preparation and will find its conclusion at the upcoming equinox, when at the equinox this activation will be fully seared within you. Just take a couple of deep breaths and just open yourself up to receive. Let yourself receive this now, deeply infusing it into you. Just take a few deep breaths in and out. The purity of the seed of love is put within your heart. Activate it. Aligned with your soul and your divine I Am presence. Aligned with God, so is the great spirit of all that is. Bringing perfect alignment to you now. Allowing you to feel the light and the darkness. And now you become the purity of love that allows any opposing forces to merge into oneness. Feel the division within you ceasing to exist. And in this process, the light and the darkness now merging into oneness, coming together in love. Inner willingness, be right, to not force self onto the other, but to embrace each other with love. Feel how the great Manu is supporting this inner unification process. The only true power there is the power of love. It allows you to forgive. It allows you to heal. It allows you to look beyond the limitations of your human self and recognizing that these limitations allow you to experience aspects of yourself that otherwise you couldn't. Now the great Manu doing the final closing symbols on you. Take another couple of deep breaths. Feel how this is settling within you. And now that when you now step out of this flame, power in you, a power that is not your power, but a greater power through you, that allows you to become an alchemical force, a unifying force, through the love that is activated within you, a unifying force that allows oppositions to cease to exist, to bring peace where peace is needed, to bring love where love is needed, to bring harmony where harmony is needed. This is part of you now. The three angels of light are now guiding you out of the temple along a path of light all the way back to your physical self, to the body that you left behind. Just allow yourself a moment to integrate that what you received in the astral realm into your physical body and let your light heart merge with your physical heart now to become one. As you do that, feel the feet on the earth and just allow yourself to slowly come back into the here and now. Those three angels are going to watch over you for the next 72 hours to assist in the integration process and to also gently guide you through the equinox. Now, let's take a moment and let's just feel, instead of separation, the oneness that is within you. The oneness that is within everything. No longer see the country divided, but see this country in a dance of transformation. A dance where everything is being shaken up, nothing is untouched. The greatest fears are coming up to the surface to be healed. Look at it as a dance. Look at it as a wave that is moving back and forth. Movement. This movement is necessary for an awakening to take place. Let's take a moment and take a look at the pandemic. This also necessary for transformation to take place. Yes, there are those who've gotten sick. Yes, there are those who left their physical body behind. But if you listen to this radio show, then you need to understand, and you do understand, that there's life after death, that there's more than this lifetime. Nobody's a victim. Everybody chose these experiences for their own inner spiritual growth process. Sometimes you're not fully understanding what the spiritual growth process is all about until you leave your body behind. And that is okay. We're here to support you. We're here to guide you. We're here to strengthen you. And every single one of you by the choices you make, you tread a path so that others can follow too. So become aware of the power of your words, the power of your thoughts, the power of your feelings, the power of your interactions with others. And then think twice how you want to react to those around you. Whether you want to judge them or whether you want to send love and peace to them, knowing that they're part of you and you're part of them. Creation incorporates all. And so these are crucial times, times where you have to decide what you choose to experience. Do you choose to experience division? Do you choose to experience fear? Do you choose to experience hate, anger, frustration? Or do you choose to trust in the divine to work with you and through you to create a reality for you that is in alignment with your divine self? Might not be the one for those around you, but they have to make the choices themselves. You don't have to live in war only because your neighbor lives in war. You can absolutely continue living in peace if you so choose. So, at this equinox, become aware of not so much seeing just the division between light and darkness, but to witness the Holy Trinity. That even so there might be two different consciousness levels, there's always spirit that is holding everything together. There's always a space in between spaces that is filled up with the divine imprint. Therefore, nothing truly is separate. Nothing is truly apart. Nothing is truly divided. That is the illusion to break. Now that I'm with you always, you are the power of alchemy, you're the power of violet flame, you're the power of the violet flame embodied. I am filled with love and gratitude for every single one of you, as you are my channels and instruments of love and light that bring the awakening of consciousness, the awakening of humanity to Earth. Blessings to you at this auspicious time. And allow yourself to take one step after another into a whole new expression of self. I am Saint Germain, and my love is with you always. And it is so. Namaste.
Okay, great show, Brigitte. Are you back?
Yeah, that was beautiful. Thank you, everybody, for connecting with us for the radio show. We are wishing you a wonderful upcoming equinox. And your music was beautiful as usual, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we hope everybody has a beautiful evening. And again, thank you for connecting with us. And stay tuned either via Facebook or via newsletter to our upcoming radio events or Blog Talk radio events. Thank you very much and peace out.
Okay. Good night, everyone.